This is the Riabu podcast with Simon Littlewood and Mark Lowdy. Here are four letters for you, starting with K, and I'd like you to tell me what they are. KYCC. Now, chances are you know what KYC is, know your customer, but do you know what KYCC is? It's one of those trends that's come up of late because, for example, the Singapore Exchange has mandated that the ultimate beneficial owners of stocks must be transparent. In other words, getting to the bottom of the shareholdings. And similarly, we're seeing that in various industries, that you must know not only who your customers are, but who your customers' customers are. In other words, once again, getting to the bottom of it so that you know exactly who it is that you're dealing with. And Simon, you had a very interesting experience in the last week because you met with a group of CFOs who didn't know what those four letters stood
for. Well, I met with a very senior group of CFOs, all CFOs of multinationals, in most cases in regional roles, and only one of them was able to tell me when I wrote up the letters KYCC what KYCC stood for. It's nothing to do with fried chicken. It's know your customer's customer. And what's slightly frightening about this is that, and I've written about this quite a bit, is that financial institutions have been aware for some years now that they need to be on top of where their customers and investors are coming from. In other words, that it is incumbent upon them to explore the origins of any cash, not just that is invested or lodged with them, but that actually passes through the bank. So they've worked very hard to create, apply resources to this, create technology that will enable them to do this, in many cases now using artificial intelligence to predict certain kinds of human behavior. But what is much less widely understood, I think, and you know, that failure of 19 out of 20 people in the room to recognize those letters kind of suggests this, is that these requirements, these anti-money laundering or financial crime compliance requirements, to use a couple of other acronyms, AML, FCC, are now incumbent upon all companies of every kind. That is not just companies that are regulated, like banks and insurance companies or anyone who lends money, but companies that do any kind of business whatsoever. It is incumbent upon companies of every kind to know who they're doing business with, and if they don't, and it's proven that they have done business with people whose money has come from crime, they are going to be culpable in a court, and ignorance is no excuse. Mens rea does not apply in this situation.
Mm. Yeah. And moreover, it's not just knowing who your customers are. Knowing where the money's coming from is knowing who your customers are doing business with. That creates an exponential web. How can you actually find out all of those
details? Customers and suppliers, because you know, you've got an issue. If you're buying stuff, you need to know the origins of that. Because a good way to launder money is to buy stuff and then sell it to somebody slightly below the market rate, so that you can turn that into good, healthy money.
Thanks for the pointer.
Well, it's very, very common. Let's say I'm a very big company and I buy a lot of something on a regular basis, say it's a consumer product. Somebody comes along with what is completely kosher product, but they are charging me 3 or 4% less for it. That means I can make a significant additional profit and it looks like the real thing, so I buy it. What I don't know is that the money that was used to buy that came from a corrupt origin, and the supplier is trying to use this transaction in order to wash that money. Those kinds of things are common. So there's know your customer's customer, which is, you know who you're selling to and know who the person you're selling to is selling to. And then there's who your investors are. This is something also that's really, really important, which is if I take investment into my company, who is the person that's actually investing? That entity, which appears to be kosher, who's actually behind it? Where's the money coming from?
Well, and we saw that relatively recently when a variety of UK museums, for example, were found to have accepted money from Jeffrey Epstein, the convicted child offender who took his own life in jail. I mean, obviously they were. Let's just say their reputations didn't benefit from that. The thing about this KYCC conversation, Simon, is that the other conversations that we've had in the last week seem to suggest that most companies in Southeast Asia, at least, actually have no idea who their customers are, much less who their customers' customers are. You know, when you hear things like, we met this one chap from a procurement portal who was saying that some of the quotations that come in are just, you know, beggar belief with the lack of professional nous. I mean, when we talk about payments and understanding how your customers' payment systems work so that you can be first in line to get paid, it seems that a lot of companies, when they don't even know who their customers are and how their customers operate, taking them into the KYCC level is going to be a bridge too far.
Well, you and I both know, because we've owned multiple businesses and we've advised many, many more, that when you're trying to grow a business, you are frantically worried about whether or not you can find customers enough to buy your good or service so that you can actually pay the rent. You're not really worrying about the color of that customer's dog's eyes, or you know, or whether they know some shady people, to be honest. Unfortunately, all of that is changing, because the consequences of not being on top of that are quite terrifying. I have a very experienced friend who until recently was the senior advisor on financial crime to the British government here in Southeast Asia. And what he says is that what many companies are doing today as a matter of routine is going to result in some of them being led out of the room in handcuffs within less than 2 years. That's what he says. And he says that there is widespread ignorance of this. I must say, it's very compelling when he says it, and it certainly got my attention.
Well, it's certainly got our attention too. So what's the background to this? Why did he make this comment?
Well, because he looks at he's an expert in financial crime, and he works with police forces all over the region to see what's going on. And he can see corrupt money flowing into many, many kind of businesses. And you know, one of the things you need to understand is that the better that banks get at spotting wrong money, and by the way, they're not very good at it, but the better they get at it, the more, you know, the crime that generates the cash continues. So the requirement from the criminal is they got to find some way of laundering this money. And if it gets tougher and tougher and tougher to do it through banks and other regulated entities, guess what? They're going to shift more and more and more to unsuspecting, unregulated entities who haven't even thought about this, but who are nonetheless going to be breaking the law and who may well find themselves suffering dire penalties because, being unaware of it, they haven't done anything about it. And what you have mentioned, Mark, is that Riyabu, among other things, by helping customers to understand what's going on with their own customers, is going to help build out the kind of knowledge that companies need in order to trade fairly and safely. Yeah.
And on that happy note, we'd like to invite your comments too. Let us know what your experience with the subject is. I suspect we're not going to get a lot of comments because, as you said, Simon, there aren't a lot of people who are focusing on it. But anyway, we'd like to hear your comments, your questions, and we'll endeavour to answer them on the next podcast.
Indeed.